What does it take to be a successful data analytics professional? Wayne Applebaum, VP of Analytics and Data Science at Avalon Consulting, says that in addition to technical skills, a critical success factor is the ability to align business intelligence with business objectives. So hello to all the readers of UCanalytics. I'm Swati Padankar, I'm the editor of the blog. And today we have for the very first time, and hopefully there will be more, but we have the first ever podcast on UCanalytics. And you'll be very happy to know that the person who we'll be talking to is none other than the founder of UCanalytics, Rupam Upadhyay. So welcome, Rupam.
Hello, Swati.
So Rupam, the first question is, what was the motivation behind you starting the UCanalytics blog?
So I started this blog some 3 years ago. And the reason for me to start this blog was, before I started writing on UCanalytics, I had some good experience while working on different projects in data science, and I wanted to communicate that excitement that I felt while doing those projects to all the readers on UCanalytics and to the general people out there. And I also wanted to tell them that data science is not just about knowing the computational skills, about knowing how to do coding or writing programs. So not those kind of things. What I wanted to tell them about it, it's about coming up with good questions. It's about thinking about a business problem from the scratch. I mean, it's not that like you just, somebody tells you, okay, this is what the business problem is, and then go and solve it. That rarely happens in a real business project. You usually don't even have a defined problem, and you have to think about it. You have to talk to a lot of business users. That's the kind of process which I wanted to communicate through UCanalytics.
Great. What is the connection between data analytics and a good story? Brian Lin, Senior Media Relations Specialist at the University of British Columbia, says brains are hardwired for stories, so the story is a vehicle for a message. Something that your readers have really appreciated based on their feedback is the way that you mix up your data analytics, you know, knowledge and the way you explain it along with some real life and real world stories. So the next question is, where do you get your ideas for these stories and how do you mix them up with the data analytics?
So I read a lot. I go and read different kinds of books. So if you read my blog, you'll find that there are a lot of references from psychology, from physics, from sciences, or even from behavioral sciences. So all sort of things like marketing. And while I'm reading those books by different authors, I also try to relate it with data science. So it's a process. It's not that like, okay, on the day when you are writing this blog, it just comes to you. It's a process where you are trying to relate your own work with what you're reading. And at the end of the day, what I feel is all the sciences, they are the same. They are all about thinking about a problem in a different way. They are all about collecting data. They are all about using that data to answer a question. And that's what I do at work. It also helps in terms of me explaining science better to my readers when I do that. And that's what the whole idea is. Yeah.
Did you know it's been scientifically proven that creative breaks can actually enhance productivity? So the last question, Rupam, is about something else which your readers really enjoy, and that's your artwork. First of all, why did you decide to put artwork in your blog, which is a very scientific kind of a blog? Why does it have artwork? And the second question is, why didn't you just copy-paste things from Google Images? Why do you draw it yourself?
To tell you about more about my artwork, as a kid, I always used to draw. I used to make comic book. What also used to happen is when I used to draw them, when I used to put them all together, then usually I'm not somebody who collects my own stuff. So it used to go in the waste paper basket or like even in with the newspaper, and it will be like just gone off. And I don't mind it. I don't really think that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you do your thing, you work on it, you enjoy the act of doing it rather than keeping it and saving it. That's the kind of thing that I believe in. But when I started this blog, I thought, okay, like, I mean, let me try to do something more with this, not just communicating data science and not just talking about data science. And I always love to draw. And what I figured is that if I'll start putting my own stuff, maybe that one thing which I was not doing as a kid, and maybe I would like to go back and look at what I was doing when I was 10-year-old, that part of collecting your art is also happening at the same time. I enjoy doing it more than putting it on the UK Analytics. I enjoy drawing, and it gives me a way to digress from a problem. And I think like a controlled digression in any field of science is very important, and that's what I try to communicate even in data science, I mean even on UK Analytics.
Thanks, Rupam.
Thank you, Swati. And let me also take this opportunity to thank my readers on UK Analytics. And it's been a great journey for me to write on UK Analytics for the last 3 years, and thank you.